It was a galaxy-wide struggle for survival between two diametrically opposed, mutually exclusive, and absolutely incompatible cultures. A duel to the death in which quarter was neither asked nor given. A conflict which, except for the single instance which Kinnison himself had engineered, was, and of stern necessity, had to be, one of ruthless, complete, and utter extinction. Die, then, the pirates must. And although adherence to a scheme of existence monstrous indeed to our way of thinking, they were in no sense cowards. Not like cornered rats did they conduct themselves, but fought like what they were, courageous beings, hopelessly outnumbered and outpowered, unable either to escape or to choose the field of operations, grimly resolved that in their passing they would take full toll of the minions of that detested and despised galactic civilization. Therefore, in suicidal glee, Bosconian engineers rigged up a fantastically potent weapon of offense, tuned in their defensive screens, and hung poised in space, awaiting calmly the mass attack so sure to come. Up flashed the heavy cruisers of the patrol, serenely confident. Although of little offensive strength, these vessels mounted tractors and pressers of prodigious power, as well as defensive screens which, theoretically, no projector-driven beam of force could puncture. They had engaged mauler after mauler of Bosconia's mightiest, and never yet had one of those screens gone down. Theirs was the task of immobilizing the opponent, since, as is of course well known, it is under any ordinary conditions impossible to wreak any hurt upon an object which is both inertialess and at liberty to move in space. It simply darts away from the touch of the harmful agent, whether it be immaterial beam or material substance. Formerly, the attachment of two or three tractors was all that was necessary to ensure immobility, and thus vulnerability. But with the Volantian development of the shear plane to cut tractor beams, a new technique became necessary. This was englobement, in which a dozen or so vessels surrounded the proposed victim in space and held it motionless at the center of a sphere by means of pressers which could not be cut or evaded. Serene, then, and confident, the heavy cruisers rushed out to englobe the Bosconian fortress. Flash! 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 3 points of light, as unbearably brilliant as atomic vortices, sprang into being upon the fortress's side. 3 needle rays of inconceivable energy lashed out, hurtling through the cruiser's outer screens as though they had been so much inactive webbing.